This is Keith Betty, who happens to have his own website. He calls himself Shakespeare Online, and we thought we'd talk about finances, about the common guy trying to retire and trying to make a little extra money or make his money work for himself. Now, tell us about who you are and what got you interested in what you do right now.
Well, I retired as a chemist 5 years ago from my job as a chemist. I'd always saved my money, and I decided my new job would be managing my finances, and that is now what I do. So, although officially I'm retired, in fact, my portfolio is my employer, and managing it is what I do for a living.
Right. Now, I guess, do you have a main message that you always like to get out to, say, the common guy who doesn't have millions of dollars, who's looking forward to retiring, and you know, wants to know kind of the way to go with it, with his money?
Well, the main message hasn't changed for many years, and it's actually both simple and difficult. It's spend less than you earn, stay out of debt, and invest your savings in a diversified portfolio. It's easy to say, it's difficult to do for most people because they want to spend all that they have. And if you want to retire comfortably, you can't do that. It's Aesop's fable of the ant and the grasshopper. You have to be an ant, not a grasshopper.
Right. What are some of the, maybe some of the mistakes that a lot of us make, perhaps, when thinking about investing or managing money?
Well, probably the biggest mistake is chasing performance and going after last year's winners. That has a tendency to cost people money in the long run. Also, people don't pay enough attention to the cost of investing. The cost of investing causes significant drag on the eventual return. And if you can keep the costs down and have a diversified portfolio that is approximately right rather than being exactly wrong, then you can do fairly well.
Now, we should just mention that. I mean, you're not in this, we're not doing this interview because you want to get a commission from people asking for your advice. You're just here to sort of throw it out there and let people make their own decisions.
I am not registered. I have no intention of being registered, and that means that I cannot give financial advice for a fee. What I'm interested in is educating people on how they can look after their own finances in a cost-effective way.
And you've actually been quoted at the Globe and Mail and financial newspapers as well. People like to hear your story.
I've been quoted in a couple of articles, yes.
One thing, from what I understand, is that are you a big fan of governments or banks saying you got to get your RSPs right now, get them for the tax break?
An RSP is an important investment, and it's probably second in importance only to paying down debt as far as an investment goes. You should always pay down debt first, but an RSP enables you to defer the taxes that will be paid on your investment and to minimize the tax drag. And over a 20 or 30 year period, it's immensely advantageous to maximize that RRSP. Everybody should do so.
So you should do that every year, or it doesn't have to be at the end of at the beginning of a tax season.
The very first thing you should do is pay off your credit cards. Once you've paid off your credit cards, then usually it's best idea to address your mortgage, especially if it's a high rate mortgage. And once you've got the mortgage down, then you address the RRSP.
How much attention do you pay to what goes on with volatile stocks in the stock market?
I pay attention to valuations, and I tend to avoid areas where I think valuations are very high, but I don't recommend people try to do that themselves because it's very difficult to get the appropriate mindset. You have to do something different from what everybody else is, and it's called being a contrarian. And the problem with that is everybody thinks they're a contrarian when they aren't. So 5 years or 4 years ago when the tech stocks were peaking and everybody was saying you should buy tech stocks, I was selling.
So you've done all right for yourself.
Yes. My compound return since retirement, accounting for what I've pulled out of my portfolio to live on, is about 11% per year.
Sure. So if there's any, ultimate words of wisdom for maybe people who are in college right now or people 30 to 40 years old, what would you say to them?
It's always the same message I give you earlier. Spend less than you earn, stay out of debt, save and invest it in a diversified portfolio. That always works. It takes time. It's a get-rich-slow method, not a get-rich-quick method. But whether you're in college, whether you're starting over after a divorce or lost your job, whatever, it's always the same message, and it will work over time.
What's your email, or not your email, but your website address?
It's rather difficult to find, so the easiest way to find it is to do a Google search on Shakespeare's Primer, and that will take you to it.
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks for the insight on the Global Noon Hour.